Good morning. That's what happens when I miss a broadcast. I missed a broadcast yesterday, so sorry. Good morning, everybody. I trust everybody's doing fantastic. I trust that you are ready to roll, ready to be on the broadcast. God bless you, Annette. Good to see you here. Good morning. Good morning to you. Trusting the Lord is going to be with you today. I have a great scripture that I'm going to share with everybody. But remember to hit the love down below. Come on, you guys, hit those hearts for me. And let's go ahead and share the love with the entire community. Also, remember to hit share. Let others know about the broadcast on that they could be here every single day, Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. I missed you guys yesterday. I missed every one of you. I'm so sorry I wasn't with you yesterday. But I was given a bit of a time to catch some rest and relaxation. Good morning, you guys. Good morning, Mike. Who's there giving me the love on TikTok? Oh, God bless you. Thank you, 6070. That's a 607 Ranger. God bless you, Eduardo. God bless you, Oscar. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for being with me live on the broadcast. Remember to hit the love. Let's get that love out and let's share with many other people what the Lord is doing. Mari, good morning. Buenos dias. Buenos dias, que Dios te guarde. I pray that God bless you and bless everything that you all are doing. I have a word for you today, and I'm probably just going to jump right into it because it's really, really a good word. And what I want to talk to you today is about, there's two different ways that people have received their miracles from Christ, two different ways. And I want to give you an opportunity to be able to receive as the Lord guides. And I was studying this morning in the book of Luke chapter 8 about the woman with the issue of blood, and I saw something there that I didn't quite ever see. It didn't shine such a bright light on it throughout all the years that I've read and I've studied and I've preached about the woman with the issue of blood. The Lord had me turn here, and I'm believing God for healing for a few of my dear friends, and I'm believing that the Lord's going to heal their body and that they're going to have great, great turnouts and returns. And for those of you that are believing God for a miracle, if you're believing for a miracle, you need to stop everything that you're doing and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you, because there's two different ways of receiving a miracle found in Luke chapter 8, verse 40 through 56. So I'm going to go through more than our typical one or two Z scriptures that I read through, because I want you to see the full context of what this passage is saying. Those of you that are on TikTok, say hi. Remember to put some love on there. Come on, just share it. Let others know that we're on. Hit share. Be a TikTok evangelist if you can. And just hit share right now so that way others can also join us. Those of you that are watching on all the other social media platforms, I want to encourage you to do the very same thing. I have to say, I was a little let down on something this past week. I was looking at the numbers of TVer, and just really, I want to be effective in the ministry. Now, I'm not going to throw good money at bad. You know what that means? As a businessman, I am not going to take good money and invest it in something that is not doing very well. And so there are from times to time that I stop and I pause or I pivot, but I won't sit there and beat a dead horse. Either that horse is going to rise or I'm going to burn it and buy a new one. And so it's important to know these things. Good morning, Pastor Juan. God bless you. I sent a couple of people over to your church that needed a good counsel for addictions, and I pray that they connected with you, gave them your number, and believing that they will be with you. I thank you for everything that you're doing over there in Brownsville. God bless you, my brother. It's always good to see you here in the morning. So I'm reading out of the book of Luke chapter 8, and I'm going to start with verse 40. It says, Jesus returned to the multitude and welcomed him, for they had been waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was an official of the synagogue. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and began to entreat him to come to his house, for he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitudes were pressing against him. And the woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and could not be healed by anyone came up behind him and touched the fringe of his coat. And immediately her hemorrhage stopped. And Jesus said, who's the one who touched me? And while they were denying it, Peter said, Master, the multitude and the crowd, they're pressing upon you. But Jesus said, someone did touch me, for I was aware that power, come on, everybody say the word power, had gone up out of me. And when the woman saw that she had not escaped, noticed she came trembling and fell down before him and declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him and how she had been immediately healed. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. While he was still speaking, someone came from the house in the synagogue's official saying, your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher anymore. But when Jesus had heard this, he had answered, do not be afraid any longer, only believe, and she shall be made well. And when he had come to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter into him except Peter and John and James and the girl's father and mother. So notice who was there. It was Jesus, Peter, John, and James, and the mom and the dad. Those were the only ones that were there together with Jesus. Six people in the house, seven if you count the daughter. Now they were all weeping and lamenting for her. Well, who was weeping and lamenting? The mom and the daughter. I mean, the mom and the father. Those are the only two that were there other than the daughter that was from that house. I want you to catch this for a second. Now they were all weeping and lamenting for her. And he said, stop weeping, for she has not died, but is asleep. Now pay attention to this. And they began laughing at him that she had died. The mom and the dad laughed at him of what he was saying. He had died. He, however, took her by the hand and called her, saying, child, arise. And her spirit returned. And she rose immediately, and he gave orders for something to be given to her to eat. And her parents were amazed, but he instructed them to tell no one what had just happened. Powerful, powerful statement. I'm sorry for many of you who have turn the channel that they missed the broadcast. Mary Ramirez, God bless you. God bless you guys. Sarah, God bless you. Thank you for being with us. Sarah Gonzalez, God bless you. It's a joy to have you here, Mijita. Hector De La Garza, God bless you, servant of the Most High. God bless you. Two different miracles, three different personalities. I want you to catch this. Two different miracles, three different personalities. So number one, a leader of the synagogue has a daughter that's sick. Ask the master, come, that she may receive healing on the way. He's on his way. Go lay hands on her. He's on his way to heal her. The woman with the issue of blood doesn't trouble him at all, but grabs a hold of the hem of his garment. And the Bible is declaring that power left Jesus. He says, I felt power. Who touched me? I felt power. And so then she confessed. She received the healing. But then when they got to the house, the little girl had died. And the man who had all this faith, Jesus, come to my house and heal my daughter. This man who had all this faith now was laughing at him because he said, she's not dead, she's asleep. This man had zero faith. Three different personalities here. Number one, Jesus, I believe you can heal my daughter. Number two, Jesus, I believe you can heal my body. And number three, Jesus, how ridiculous are you to say that my daughter can rise from the grave? Three different personalities here. Two different miracles. I want you to get this because there are people who are hearing me right now. You need a miracle. I don't know what your miracle is. You need a miracle. And there's one of three personalities that you're in, And we're going to talk about that, of these three different personalities. I'm going to show you something new. This is fresh from the throne. I've never talked about this before in my life. I've read this passage over and over again, and the Lord just revealed something to me this morning that I believe somebody needed to hear. I believe you needed to hear this. Amen. Three different things. Number one, you may be that person that believes that God can do something under your own conditions. You have all the faith in the world that, you know what, the Lord can heal me this way. Jairus believed that Jesus could heal his daughter. But at the end of the day, number two, you might be that person who doesn't believe at all that you're going to receive your healing, and Jesus still provide healing regardless. I believe out of mercy for the cause of the young girl, not because of the parent. See, the parents lost their faith when the child had died. The parents lost their faith. They went into the house and the parents began to cry. He said, quit crying. He said, just believe. But they laughed at him. See, this is the thing to look at now. I want you to see this. This is the pivoting point right now. They had the faith that Jesus could heal her. They did not have the faith that Jesus, not only did they not have the faith that Jesus could raise her from the dead, they mocked Jesus. They laughed at Jesus. They criticized and critiqued Jesus and said, "How? What is wrong with this man that thinks truly this girl that is dead, my daughter who is dead, can actually rise again?" They laughed at him. I don't know about you, but I'd never laugh at Jesus. I need a healer in my home. I'm not going to laugh and mock. And Jesus healed her anyway. Jesus didn't heal her. Jesus brought her back to life. It was a greater miracle that was there, unbeknownst to Jairus and his wife. They had no faith. Not only did they not have faith for her healing, they mocked the healer. And then you have the third personality that didn't even need Jesus' attention at all. And because of her faith, she went in and she touched the hem of his garment and received her healing. This is what he's saying in these three passages. And pay very close attention to me. Those of you watching on TikTok, pay attention, because there's a lot of unbelief in TikTok, I tell you what. And those of you that are on social media, the same, a lot of selfishness that's on there. I want you to see this. There are three different personalities here, and I've seen all three of these at play and at work in the church. The faith of the person who says, I believe God can do what I need done, when I need it done, and how I need it done. And then the second personality, I have no belief that God will do what I need done, and I'm going to stick with the way I live. And if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. I don't care. That was them laughing. And then number three, the woman with the issue of blood. I'm going to believe God, that I'm going to touch God, and that I'm going to receive what I believe, and I'm going to work hard to get what God has promised of me to receive. I'm going to receive it, and I don't need God's attention. I just need my obedience, and I'm going to believe that these things that God put into motion are going to come to work. Those are three different personalities, and I'll break them down for you. There are people that come to me, and they say, Pastor, I need healing. And they're very sincere. They don't have any word inside them. They're very humble. And I've seen God heal them over and over and over again. I saw a child completely healed from being burned by hot oil. I've seen a woman, tumors completely fall off her body. I've seen little children with tumors in their body gone. I saw a man with tumors all over his body, skin, hundreds. They counted, the wife told me there was like 280 or 212 tumors all over his body the size of golf balls, that he looked like a monster, and he was completely delivered like that. I've seen a lot of miracles, but I've seen people receive their miracle. They come and they receive their miracle. Then I've seen those that have been animate that they need their miracle so they can go back to life as it was before. Heal me so I can go back and do what I've been doing. They don't go to church. They don't spend time with God. They don't spend any time in the Word. They want their deliverance. They want their healing. But they have no intentions of going back to the Father. They have no intentions of dedicating themselves back to the church. They used to go to church. They stopped going to the church. They've been living their life the way they've been living their life. But God wants them to really give a testimony of what God can do. And so he wants you to be in the church. He wants you to be part of the congregation because it's your testimony that helps him set people free. And sometimes we receive our miracles and then we leave and we no longer participate in the things of God. Those are those that really mock God. It's a mockery of God that give me what I want, and but don't demand of me anything. That's that statement that sometimes people who they go to church for their miracle, but they don't go to church for their life. They go to church for their moment, but they don't go to church for their history. God wants you to be part of the church. Then you have that woman that's just, you know what? I'm so animate. I'm going to receive what I believe for. Supernatural. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to believe to receive it. I'm going to receive it. That right there is the simple faith. Simple faith. You know what, Father? I've messed up. I've blown and I've done things that I wish I didn't do. But you know what? I need this. And I'm going to come to you. I'm not going to require of you. I'm going to come to you. And I'm going to believe to receive. My friends, the Lord wants to provide a miracle for you. And the miracle could be in any areas of your life, could be spiritual or physical, could be social or mental or financial, whatever it may be. The Lord wants to do something very, very good for you. He wants to bless you beyond measure, beyond your wildest imagination. But you have to be willing and obedient to him. And I'm not telling you got to give an offering or a gift. And if you do, that should be out of the willfulness of your heart, not for the purpose of paying for a miracle. But it should be for you to be able to give it to the Lord and then do it continually. Keep doing it. You know, I have seen people that have tried to buy miracles, and I've seen people that receive their miracle and they keep giving to God. God wants to bless you and heal you. You need to turn your mindset to everything that you're doing for God. That's the mindset that we're supposed to have. We should have a mindset that everything we do, we're doing for the Lord. We're not doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it for our selfish ambition, selfish gain, but we're doing it because the Lord wants to use us to touch others' lives. That's the power of it. I dedicated my life to give to the Lord without fail. I'm given to God. I've given to God 100%, every bit of me. It's impossible to give 150%. That, you know, those numbers, 110%, 200,000%, those doesn't exist. You either give it all or you don't give any. And, but you can't go three times of what you already have. You can only give what you have. I've given the Lord 100% of what I'm doing. Everything I'm doing, my work, my business, my breath, my life. I'm here in the valley preaching the gospel, declaring the word. And my life was in Dallas, and I live for him. He guides me, and I've done everything that he's asked me to do. Everywhere I've gone under his direction and his guide. And I've asked the Lord to be with me. He's healed my body. He's healed my wife. He's healed my children. He's healed people around me. And I can't stay silent about it. And so I wake up early in the morning so I can do this broadcast. I spend time at the church. I put my dedication in. I put my money in the church. I do whatever I can, because it's not that I have all this wealth and ability to produce all this money. I just have the sincere faith that God will provide. And these are the hands that I have to keep feeding it in there. And I'm believing that I'm going to pay off the complete church of Center Church. Is going to be completely paid off. So I'm going to work and raising money to do it. And it's not through tithes and offering, gifts, faith, seed, and sacrifice. It's through the labor of love, right? Physically working, building something that the proceeds and the profits are given to the church to be able to preach and declare the gospel. I'm given to the poor. I'm given to the homeless. I am given to missions. We're seeing the hand of God work. I got an offering that I'm going to be giving out to missions. And I'd like for you to help be part of that. And so you go to centerchurchfar.com, $GiveCenter, give an offering, and we're going to give to missions. I have a nice offering that was given to the church. I'm going to give these offerings over to missions, and we're going to see the hand of God at work. We're going to see the hand of God at work. And we're going to watch how the Lord's going to provide. My friends, I believe you're believing for a miracle. Pastor Juan, are you believing for a miracle? Come on, everybody say, look at that. Look at that. He's believing God for a miracle. Mary's believing God for a miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sarah. God bless you. Thank you for being with us. And Hector De La Garza, God bless you. Roberto Garcia, God bless you. Good to see Roberto and Amanda. God bless you. Thank you so much. Believe in God. I'm going to pray for you here in a minute. Don't go anywhere. Roberto and Amanda Garcia, I'm going to pray for you right now. Believe in God for a church family today, the day which the Lord has made. Amen. You shall rejoice in it and be glad. Marla Tucker, God bless you. Rojas, God bless you. God bless you. Believe in God. Yesterday was your 5-year anniversary with your husband. God bless you, Marla. Oh, God, continue to bless you guys. 5-year anniversary. Praise the Lord. Believe in God all the time. Love Jesus. Leticia, God bless you. Thank you so much. Rosalinda, this is a big, oh my gosh, Rosalinda, you almost took up the whole screen. Look at that. You almost took up the whole screen. I love it. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Give me a beautiful day to praise the Lord and honor the holy name and ready to receive his power, word, faith of our Father God. I believe it's done in Jesus' name. Come on, let's go before the Lord. We're going to pray and we're going to believe God for complete healing. Everybody that needs a miracle, I want you to do. I want you to hold on to your phone. If you're watching on a computer, I want you to touch the keyboards or something. Just touch something there. The Bible says where two agree in touching anything, it shall be done for them by the Father. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe God for your miracle. But I want to see your dedication and that you're going to come to the church. You're going to support the work of God. You're going to tell other people about what the Lord has done for you and that miracle signs and wonders will come upon your life. Do you agree with me? Say amen. Put it down below. If you agree with me, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for healing right now, and I'm going to pray for a miracle in your life. I'm believing God for a miracle on a dear saint in San Antonio, and I am exercising my faith and have attached it together with her to see the hand of God at work in her life, and that faith, I believe, is going to touch everybody else that's watching right now. Say amen down below if you believe in God for a miracle. Put amen down below. I see Mary Ramirez said amen. Roberto, Amanda, God bless you, said amen. Who else is saying amen? Come on, I need you to, if you're believing God for a miracle, say amen down below. Those of you that are watching on TikTok, come on, say amen down there. Heather, I see you. God bless you. God bless you, mijita. Que Dios te bendiga. Thank you. God bless you. You and Louie, God bless you. My little coffee break with my cafecito. I'm getting ready. Rosalinda, God bless you. Annette, God bless you. You're going to receive a miracle. I'm believing you're going to receive a miracle. Mirna, you're going to receive a miracle. God bless you. Sarah, you're going to receive a miracle. I believe you're going to receive a miracle. I believe you're going to receive your miracle in Jesus' name. All right, here we go. We're going to pray right now. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I pray for every person that is standing in agreement right now for a miracle, that a miracle, signs and wonders shall come upon their life today, that today they will see your hand supernaturally move in their life. Healing power will come upon them right now in Jesus' precious name. Father, we cover ourselves with your blood. As you say in your word in the book of Hebrews chapter 9, that Jesus entered into the most holy place by his own blood, not by the bloods of any animal, but his own blood, once and forever, for the remission of sins and for the deliverance of our bodies, to set us free in the purification and the purging of the church. And we declare right now in the name of Jesus that healing is ours, miracles are ours, that there be a financial miracle, that there be a spiritual miracle, and that every single person within the sound of my voice will be blessed beyond measure. And I declare that your power be upon their life. Father, we just declare prosperity to be upon their life, that they can support the work that you have put before them, to preach and to declare your word, and that your word will come alive and be everlasting, be trusting, be true. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring into their life the wealth and the riches that they need to take care of everything that they need to do and give over and above over to the church, that they'll be able to support this ministry and they'll be able to support what you have for them. Father, we declare it. And we receive it right now in Jesus' precious name. I declare that your healing, that your miracle, that your deliverance, that your sanctification, that your family, the restoration of marriage, the restoration of family shall be intact right now in Jesus' name. Father, we just receive it right now. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer in your agreement with me, come on. Give me some hands down below. Give me some love on the screen. Just pound out those hearts if you can. Pound those hearts out. Pound that you love it. Put on there what God has done for you. Believe it and receive it. We're going to see the hand of God move inside your life like never before. Amen. You're going to help me witness. Say amen down below if you can. Put on there that you receive it. You received it. Those of you watching on TikTok, I believe it right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at this. Got everybody saying yes, yes, yes. Got one naysayer. There's always a naysayer. I love you, whether you like it or not. Amen, King James. Amen, Heather. Amen. Amen. Thank you, James. Thank you, Jonathan, Andrew. God bless you guys. God bless everyone. Joshua, Aaron, You guys are blessed, blessed. Pound those hearts out on TikTok. You just hit those double fingers like that on TikTok and the hearts blow up. God bless you, Rosalinda. You receive it. Sarah, you receive it in Jesus' name. Mirna, praise God. You receive it. You receive it. Leticia, amen in Jesus' name. Remember to hit follow and share that you'll always be notified whenever I go live online. And we want to make sure that we're able to keep this prayer train moving, that we could pray for each other. My friends, I thank you guys for being with me on the broadcast. Couple of quick announcements, and then I have some commercials that I'm going to put up here in a minute. But a couple of quick announcements. March the 1st, write this down. March the 1st, we're going to have an event called The Stand. And it's all the churches of the Rio Grande Valley coming together, and we're going to be praying and remembering Israel. We're going to lift up that there be peace in Jerusalem, and that both these warring factors, the Jewish and the Palestinians, will walk in peace, and we're going to see the hand of God move there. So remember to be with us. Amen. That's March the 1st at 7 o'clock. Second is this Sunday, I'm teaching the book of Judges. You don't want to miss out. This is Jesus, our righteous judge and lawgiver. That's who he is. He's a righteous judge and a lawgiver. It sets us free from the law. And I'm going to show you something that's powerful. You're going to see the hand of God at work this weekend. I can't wait to teach this message. It's going to be great. We're doing 66 books in 52 weeks, teaching the Bible in 66 books in 52 weeks. And if you ever miss any of them, you go to centerchurchfar.com and you see the videos on there. I already have on there Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua. And now I'm doing Judges this Sunday. Make sure you're there. On Wednesday evening, I teach faith. That's all I'm teaching is on faith. We're going to see miracle signs and wonders on Wednesday evening. You're going to see something take place. We're going to start calling in those that are believing for supernatural miracles. I'm going to have people come in with testimonies of what they did by exercising their faith all on Wednesday. I don't want you to miss out on this at all in Jesus' name. King James, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the flowers. Oh, I love the love. Thank you so much. You're a blessing. All of you that are watching online, I thank you so much for being with me. Remember, just share the love. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 6:30 to 7 o'clock. God willing, because sometimes something happens, I don't get a chance to be on here. But most of the time, 95% of the time, I'm here live. Make sure you hit follow and share, become a subscriber, and follow me every step of the way so that way you could be notified whenever I'm on and you could be part of the broadcast. All right, guys? Hey, listen, I love you guys greatly. Thank you so much for being with me. I'm going to stay here a little longer on TikTok. For those of you who don't know this, when I'm on TikTok live, I start early and I stay later on TikTok just because it's hard for me to connect and do all that stuff and get a chance to talk to them a bit more. You guys are the best. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Go take on the day.
In today's fast-paced digital world, staying visible and competitive is crucial for any business. Ortiz Media Group, your partner in driving new customers to your business. We're dedicated to helping your business thrive in a digital age. And the key to our success? Custom AI software that's right at your fingertips. Our cutting-edge AI software, available on our website, ortizmediagroup.com, is designed to propel your business to new heights. It provides you with a comprehensive report card of how your business is perceived online. With our technology, you can leverage the power of search engines right from your phone. Monitor your rankings, track your progress, and stay ahead of the competition. Ortiz Media Group, where technology meets business growth. Best of all, our AI software is just a few clicks away. Run a free visibility report and discover where your business stands. Once you've taken this first step, a dedicated representative will contact you and let us take your business to the next level. That's Ortiz Media Group, and your success is our mission.
Introducing TVer, your go-to streaming platform that brings high-quality and family-friendly entertainment to your home. Watch live streams, teachings from TVer founder Pastor Clark Ortiz, and much more. For just $9.99 a month, you'll get access to everything TVer has to offer. Never miss a moment. Download the TVer app now and start streaming whether you're at home or on the go. TVer, one place, one focus, one simple solution.
In today's fast-paced digital world,